kind of a natural mystery or a New Year's hangover, depending on how you look at it. The town of Beebe, Arkansas, saw birds begin to drop out of the sky just before midnight on New Year's Eve, piling up on roofs and gardens. No one is really sure, but there's plenty of speculation, and there's some actual officials in the state of Arkansas whose responsibility it is to investigate this. Keith Stevens joins us from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. First of all, Happy New Year, I guess, Keith Stevens.
It's been an interesting one, to say the least.
Now, we're talking about red-winged blackbirds, which is a specific species, and what would cause thousands of them, first of all, to gather together, and then secondly, to die sort of in the same moment?
Well, that's what these birds do. They tend to group together in huge flocks, especially in agricultural areas where they feed in the fields. That's what happened here. This the town of Beebe is a rural area of the state with a lot of farmland around it. And these birds at night, they'll roost in large areas. And we think that maybe they could have got killed by a weather event. Possibly hit by lightning, getting caught up in a hailstorm. We're actually leaning more towards maybe stress. There was some New Year's Eve revelers that were shooting off some fireworks close to the tree that they were roosting in, and it could have caused them to stress out and die.
Keith, have you ever heard of a bird to die from stress?
Not in Arkansas.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so, you're saying
today.
That, but I understand there was actual physical damage to the birds.
Yes, there was some obviously broken wings. We think that they could have flown into each other, flown into trees, flown into houses. Obviously, when they hit the ground, there's going to be some trauma. But as soon as we can get them over to the lab and get a necropsy going, we should be able to tell what happened to them.
Is the suspicion that they died in the air and then fell, or that they died upon contact with whatever it was on the ground that they, contacted?
We think it could have been both. Obviously, startling them would flush them out off their roost and, running into each other or whatever. That could have caused it. Hitting the ground would obviously cause it. But also, it could have been also a heart attack.
Right. Now, these are some of the forensic theories that are plausible. And again, when you do a necropsy, an autopsy of these blackbirds, you're going to know more. But since we've gotten all that out of the way, can you let us in on some of the more bizarre conspiracy theories that have floated your way?
Well, that's funny you should ask. We've had people that have claimed that, it was UFOs.
Of course.
Maybe a terrorist attack.
A terrorist attack on blackbirds?
Actually, on the town, and it just happened to get the blackbirds first.
So kind of the shoe bomber sort of Arkansas blackbird scenario.
That's right.
Huh.
Our state bird.
Man.
Well, maybe the blackbirds act as a security curtain.
Well, that's what we were hoping.
Any sort of death rays from other planets scenarios?
We haven't had that yet, but it's early in the day. I'm sure I'll
Well, you just got it. So
well,
there you
first
go.
One,
can
yeah.
add that to the
you want
right.
to give us your number, Keith, for more theorists?
I'd rather not.
All right. Keith Stevens will not give out his number at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, which is investigating the incident of thousands of blackbirds just before New Year's, just before midnight on New Year's Eve, which fell from the sky, piling up on roofs and gardens in Beebe, Arkansas. Keith, thanks so much.
Sure, no problem.
That would be upsetting.
It's wrong to play this song.
You
truly
were only
wrong.
Waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.